Islam is other mitzvahs. And we're going to start from the Gemara. I'm going to go back a little bit. We learned some of this yesterday. I'm going to start from a Nahani Mili, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 10 lines from the up from the bottom of the narrow line. Last word on the line, Minahani Mili, in my Gemara, it's an abbreviation. You know, different prints have different things. Minahani Mili, how do I know that because of Kishui, Kishui is Matar Beziva, which means a woman that's in labor pain and she's what, 3 days in a row with pain and then gives birth, we say that she's not a Zava, even though she saw 3 days in a row. She's not a Zava because it was through labor pain. And labor pain cannot make a woman a Zava. How do I know that? So the Gemara, the Tanna Rabbana, Dama Machmas Asma. It says, Isha Ki Yazum Zoyv Dama, and that is an extra word, and this is written in the Parish of Zavas, right? And it says the extra word Dama, to say Dama Machmas Asma, but like Machmas Vlad. It has to be caused from herself, not caused by a baby pushing it out. But the Gemara, Atayma Machmas Vlad, and Machmas Aynas. Maybe it's coming to tell me that it has to be natural, not induced by something the person did. Like we found by a man, that if he eats or drinks or jumps, he's not a Zayv, right? So I'm of Isha Ki Yazav Zayv Dama, Hara'inus Amar. The extra word Zayv includes. So Zayv tells me even Ba'inus. It could have said Yazav. What's Yazav Zayv Dama? Zayv says even Ba'inus. So Zayv is inclusive, Dama is exclusive. Hara'inus Amar. So Ainus is included, that does make her a Zava. Amani Mekhaim Dama, Dama Machmas Atma V'loi Machmas Vlad. Dama is to tell me, to exclude, so we're excluding Vlad. Fresh the Gemara, Maroyes, Lataris, of Vlad, Lataris, Bainus. So who told you to decide which way to go? You're right. You have an inclusive word and an exclusive word. So you're going to include something and exclude something. You decided to include Inus, that does make her a Zava, even though it was caused by something she did, like jump, whatever caused it, and you excluded later. Maybe the other way. Maybe the Torah meant to include later and not include Inus. So to Gemara, Matar Ani B'Vlad Yesh Tara Achrov, we find in the Parsha of birth that there is Tara in that subject matter, not right away, but after you make Tumah, there's you make Tara. Matar Ani B'Aynas, same Tara Achrov. There's no built-in Tara anywhere else by Aynas that I can say, we should say Aynas is Mutter. Of the two, Leda has a connection to Tara, which Aynas does not. Adarabba, Matar Ani B'Aynas, Shkein Aynas B'Zav Tar. Aynas has a connection to the fact that in the male version of Zivas, if it's caused by something the man did, it's Tar. So why don't we say the same by a woman? So the Gemara, Adarabba, Matar Ani, Shkein Aynas B'Zav Tar. Hashtami B'Yisha Kamina. We're talking about a woman. B'Aynas B'Yisha Layatachon. Do not compare the genders.
That's a hard argument
to make. It's sad. I know, because first of all, there's no such thing as a gender anymore. There's no woman. It's a gestational, they just changed the rule in New York. It's not mother, it's the gestational parent. And the father is the non-gestational parent.
I think we're making
he might not be. Yeah, the Supreme Court justice didn't know what a woman was, so it might be up to Shiloh. But okay, we'll leave that alone for now. We'll leave politics alone. We'll go on. Let's go by turn. Where am I up to? Rashi. I'm looking for Rashi. Dr. Rashi, all the way down. Rashi's further down. Chiyazub Zayv, right? Mashma Zayv, Mikom Makam Afilah B'Aynas. Zayv is inclusive. Sheshtara Achrov. What? It's the beginning of a line, about 8 lines up from the narrow one. Chiyazub Zayv, Zayv Mashma Zayv, Mikom Makam Afilah B'Aynas. Yes. Zayv is Mashma everywhere, even B'Aynas, it's inclusive. Sheshtara Achrov, Dam Tayar. B'Aynas B'Yishalei Ashkechud, the Tar. We never found Aynas by Yisha being tar. Vibayaseima, first guideline. Vibayaseima, my daita, Latura Bainis, Latur Muya Bavlan. What do you want to say? You want to say that the woman that induced her zivus by doing something, by jumping, eating the wrong kind of food, or whatever, and you want to say that's tahar, like by a man, and the vlad would be tameh. That if it's induced by her labor pains, that would be tameh. That's what the Havamina was. Why is a baby any less than an itis than eating? It doesn't make any logical sense. If we're going to say itis is star, a baby is an itis. Why should that itis be different than itis of eating? Therefore, the kasha is no kasha. If you're going to be mamayat marba, you can't be marba saying itis is not a zava and vlad is a zava. Isn't vlad an itis? Not natural. So therefore, the Gemara backs up. Now the other teretz held that is a difference. Itis is something she does, and vlad is something that's done by a different part of her, whatever you want to call it. So, but this teretz is saying vlad is an itis, and therefore the kasha never starts. What? No, but it maybe means natural per se herself. This is something else. This is not what, again, it's a havamina, but it's a bar answer. I'm just saying, why isn't that the only answer? Obviously, the first answer doesn't agree to this, right? They have to come up with a reason that the first answer doesn't agree. I'm not picking sides here. I'm trying to explain. The first answer didn't answer that. The second answer did answer that. Now, the first answer was smart enough to know the second answer, but didn't say it. That means they obviously did not feel that's the answer. I'm not getting involved in that. You want to say stickle tire on that? You can. I'm not getting involved in that. Frank the Gemara, Ihachi, Nidinami. So why by now? We said yesterday that a woman that's labor pain during the days that she can become a Nida does become a Nida. And by Zivus, she does not become a Zava. Now, if you're having a Pusik that excludes a woman that has labor pain during the days that she can become a Nida, does become a Nida. Labor pain is not a Ptur in Nidus, only in Zivus. Now, why, if you're going to exclude it by Ziva, we have the same Pusik by Nida, or a similar Pusik. Yochi Nida Nami, name is Zaiva, Zaiva Machmas Atma, Vilay Machmas Vlad. It says by a woman, by Dam Yiz Zaiva Mipsara, by Nida. The word Zaiva is extra. Dam Mipsara, or whatever it could have said. So let's learn out, Zaiva Machmas Atma, Vilay Machmas Vlad. The same way we learned Dama Machmas Atma, Vilay Machmas Vlad, by Zaiva, let's use the plastic we have by Nida to do the same thing. Why by Nida is a difference? Rashi is Zaiva, Dam Yiz Zaiva Mipsara. That's talking about Anida. The Parsha Rishayna Nemra Benida, Rishniya Bezava. Right? There's two Parshas over there. One is a woman that becomes Anida, and the next Pasuk says, Beferish, Beloy Eis Nidasa. Not when she can become Anida. That's the Zava Parsha. Ketuksim Rishniya, Beloy Eis Nidasa. Pasuk speaks it out. You have a problem? Yeah, you know why? Because you don't have a Chumash. No, you don't have a Chumash.
Okay.
Again, yeah, I'm going to get a chumash. I'm going to cheat and get a chumash, which makes life much simpler. Here, there's a pasuk Parsha Mitzayra, Kapitol Tezvav, Beisha Ki Yisiya Zava, a woman that's flowing. Dam Yezaiva Bipsara. Shiva Syamim Tiabini Dasa, Karagaiba Yitmadaref. That's Parsha called Nida. Right? Tiabini Dasa, she's a Nida. There's an extra word there, Zaiva. Yishikisia Zaiva Dam Bipsara. What's Dam Yezaiva Bipsara? There's an extra word there. Now, we move on a few psukim later. Yishikiyazim Zaiv Dam Yabim Rabim Beloy Ace Nidasa. Right? Now, can I get you a chumash?
No, it's
no, you don't have it because you don't see it in context. You know what? I'll get you a chumash. No, I will. I will get you a chumash. If you want to understand it, why don't we do the real one? Before art school came around and tried to shortcut everything. Parshas Mitzayra, Kapitel Tezvav, Pasuk Yotes. Thank you. And you know why we call it kapetel? Because it was made by a priest. So therefore, Rabbi Yankov told somebody that if you write the Sefer Navi, you should write kapetel, not peret. And Rabbi Metzeshel, at least Shmuzin, I've heard this many a time, when he quotes a pasuk, he says, let's take a look at chapter Tezvav pasuk. He calls it chapter. The guy's a thing. Yeah, that's right. Kapetel, chapter, peret. It's all the same word. Anyway, so in pasuk Yutes, kapitul tezvav pasuk Yutes. You have it? Ve'isha kisiya zayva. Dam yezayva bivsara. You have it? You don't have it. You have it? Shivas yamim piya benidasa. Tezvav Yutes. Vayikra,
yeah?
Vayikra. Tezvav Yutes.
Yeah.
Ve'isha kisiya zayva. Dam yezayva bivsara. Now, there's an extra word here right away. It could have said that. So Yir Zayva is extra. That's one thing. Shivas Yamim Pia Ben Hidasa. For 7 days, he's an Ida. That's Pasuk Yutes. Move to Pasuk Kofei. V'isha Ki Yazav Zayv Dama Yamim Rabim, many days, Beloy Es Nidasa. Not during the time of an Ida. Right? So there, it says, Dhamma. It's an extra word. Vishaki Yazav Zayv Yamim Rabim. What's Dhamma? What else is she going to flow? So there's an extra pasuk of Dhamma. So in pasuk of Hay, there's an extra pasuk of Dhamma. In the pasuk of Tess, there's an extra pasuk of Zayva. So now, the Gemara wants to know, just like we use Dhamma to exclude a Vlad, Kukushi, labor pains, by Zivus, why don't we use Zayva, which is written by Nida, to exclude labor pain by Nida? That's the Gemara's kasha. Following?
Before we did, we used Zav for it to be inclusive and Dhamma to be exclusive.
That was by Nida, by Zava.
Right.
So Zav included Ba'inus, and Dhamma excluded Blood.
Correct.
Now we're moving to a different parsha of Nida.
Right.
And we have an extra word there, too. And we want to know, why don't we exclude Vlad?
Okay.
That's the question.
Okay.
So now Rashi, that we're reading now, reads Zayva. Dam, Rashi brings the pasuk. Dam ye Zayva. So Rashi benida mishtoi. That is talking about Anida, not a Zava. The parsha recited in Ebra benida. The first parsha, pasuk Yotef, is written about Anida. Ushniya, and the second parsha, pasuk Chavei, is written by Zava. How do I know that, Dr. Rashi? Kedusim Bishniya, in Pasuk Chavei, it says, Beloy Eis Nidasa, not during the time of Anida. So I know it's not Nida, it's Zava. You understand that? Okay. It's so much easier when you have a Chumash in front of you. No offense to hard score. Later.
I'm
going to
leave you, right?
Yes, good idea. What?
I don't think they would disagree.
What?
I don't think they would disagree with you.
I didn't say they would. Later. Sakti by Gemara. It's a fact of Gemara. So why don't we say the same thing by Nida? Right. Ihachi, second wide line. Nida nami neima. Zayva. Zayva machmas atzma, but loy machmas vlad. Zayva because of herself, not induced by a baby. Let's say that. Sakti Gemara. Ata oimer vlad ayena loinus. Now, before we answer your question, why don't you ask that Anida Ba'inus, that she brought it on herself by jumping and jumping, that shouldn't be Anida. Why are you going to Vlad? Dr. Gemara. Kishaimer, Beisha Kisiya Zava. When it says Kisiya Zava, Harainus Amar, that includes Inus. Why does Kisiya include Inus? I'm not sure. Does Arts go say? This isn't the part in your test. Veisha Kisiya Zava. Does he say why it includes Inus? Nothing on the bottom? No footnote. I guess, I'm not sure. Amadamikaim Zava. Zava Machmas Asma, but why Machmas Vlad? So why don't, again, this is the question. We asked the question, went to the side for a moment, and then came back to the question. The question is, we have an extra word by Nida, and that's the word Zava. Let's exclude Vlad. Now the Gemara interrupted and said, why don't you exclude Inus? So that's not a kasha because we have the word Kisiya, right? So far, back to the question. But why don't we exclude Vlad? And we said before that during the days of Midas, Kutri is not a matter. It's utter. Amar Rish Lakish, Amar Krat Teshev. In the Parsha of Leda, it says, V'shishim yoyim v'sheshish yomim teshev. This is in Parsha Sazria. The beginning of Parsha Sazria. In the cave of Seled, V'tamash v'ayim k'nidasa. V'shishim yoyim v'sheshish yomim teshev al demei tahara. It could have just said, V'shishim yoyim v'sheshish yomim demei tahara. What's teshev? So Teshev comes to tell me, Yesh loch yeshiva acheres shehikizu. That means we're not learning it out from the word Dhamma like we did before. We're learning it out from a different pasuk that labor pain during Zivus is not Zivus. We're dropping the drasha temporarily of Dhamma, which we brought before. We learned it out from Dhamma, we had a question, so why didn't you learn out Nida from Zayva? So the answer is, forget Nida, forget Dhamma, forget Zayva. That's not the drashas we're going with. There's a second drasha. In the parsha of Leda, it says an extra word, Teshev, to tell me that there's another woman that's treated like Tara. Besides the Leda that makes her Tara for 66 days, there's another woman that should be Tameh, but we make her Tara. Who is this other woman? Yes, lo yeshiva achere shikazu. There's another woman that's like this. Be'ezazu, zukuchi b'meziva. So the word Teshev tells us to exclude a woman you would have been metameh. Who would you have been metameh? The woman that had labor pains and saw blood during the days of Zivus. We exclude that. Frek de Gemara, ve'emezu kushu b'meinita. How do you know what to exclude? Again, it's an extra word. You exclude one thing. Fine. Who decided which one to exclude? And for the Gemara, elam abu d'shmu, another pasuk. Amikra. It says in the pasuk by Leda, the same pasuk, k'nidasa. What is the word k'nidasa? V'tamash v'ayim. Why did the Torah write k'nidasa? So we say, k'nidasa v'loy k'zivasa. It's telling me, nida not zivas. B'chlau, the zivasa tohar. That means it's excluding Zivasa. Now, what is it excluding Zivasa from? We're talking about birth. Must be McLeod the Bay Zazu, so could she be made Zivasa? So, that is, that extra word Kinidasa tells me, Nida not Zivas. That means there's something that's going to be Tameh during Nidus and not during Zivas. What is that thing that the Torah is excluding that is going to be Tameh during Nidus and not during Zivas? Labor pain. Do we need Teshev? I think so. Teshev is an exclusion. Kinidasa limits the exclusion. Tells us what the exclusion is for. That's how I understood the Gemara. Look, Rashi. Let me just finish Rashi. If you don't mind, I'd like to do Rashi. Shikizu, Zot Rashi. No, Rashi before. The first white line. Teshev ad Beitara. Davele lemichta v'shishim yad v'sheshim shamim to Beitara. What's Teshev? Shikizu should demand Tahirim, that the blood is tar. Behezazu, Kamehechim is Kaka Ziva Tahira, so Kishu be made Ziva. The Samach Adoksiv Dhamma, Machmas Atma, Belay Machmas Vlad. It's a combination between that and Dhamma. Yes, Doctor.
So what you just said is that Shmuel's father is not in disagreement,
Rishlak, rather than Rishlak. That's what I think, yeah.
Then how do you explain the word Ella?
No, meaning it can't do it by itself. It's not going to help Teshev, it's not going to do it.
How are you translating it? What word do you translate Ella?
Ella means but. You have to come to a different pasuk to help you out. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. That's how I understood it.
For whatever it's worth, and I would absolutely prefer to completely not borrow. It seems to me that this is why Kutchum is so hard, because Kutchum is the opposite. It seems here that we have a known practice, and the two of them are looking for source text, and they disagree on the source text.
Right. The known practice comes from the Mishnah.
Right.
So they knew it from the Mishnah, and therefore they're trying to figure out where the Mishnah knew it from, 100%.
So that would imply a disagreement rather than an explanation.
Not necessarily.
No, I agree, not necessarily.
It could be they're both working on the same thing, and it works together.
If I had written a more
tomorrow, which I did not, and all that I have to be asked to, I would not have used bordello.
Maybe. I can't argue with you. I don't know. That's how I understand. Don't think of my right. The hashtag to save the Kamish Rhyme can he does a Dhamma Lamali. So let's go back. We started off with the Drasha Dhamma, the Loy Machmas Vlad. Now we switch to the Tamish Rhyme Kenidasa. And the Dasa told us Nidus not Jivus, and we excluded Vlad. So what do you need? So what's Dhamma for? We've been working. We started with Dhamma, we had a question from Zaiba. So we bashed off and we said some tight shape. And then we added change to the Tamish Rhyme Kenidasa. So now what's Dhamma for? Dr. Gemara, Elav Dhamma, Hava Mina Kenidasa, the like is Ivasa, Vafila Bishufi, Kamash Malan. If not of the word Dhamma, I would have thought that even if there's a break from the labor pain to the birth of 24 hours or a night and a day, it's still Tahar. Remember, this is a woman that had labor pain for 2 days and saw blood. Then she had 24 hours or a night and a day that she didn't have labor pain. We said she is a Zava. You're using 2 days of labor pain. You're combining 2 days of labor pain with the third day. Why don't you say it's labor pain? Doesn't count. Scratch it. But we said not that way.
Were you 2 days clean and then another?
2 days, she saw blood with labor pain.
Right.
Then she stopped for 24 hours. I'm using 24 hours.
And then she
had a baby. Now, luckily, she is a Zava. She saw 3 days in a row. But the first 2 days was through labor pain. But we say since she didn't have labor pain at the end, she is a Zava. Again, a maskim. But how do you know that halacha? Maybe any labor pain doesn't count. So Dhamma tells me, no, that it has to be total labor pain. That's what Dhamma comes to tell me. Dr. Achi, Lafila Bishufi, even if there was a break of quiet time between Kushi and Leda, named it Tahira. It came Bekushi. The first 2 days came Bekushi. That's why Dhamma comes to tell me, no, it has to be 3 days of labor pain. If it's not labor pain next to the Leda, it doesn't count.
If she has 3 days in a row, then she's not...
Unless there's a 24-hour period afterwards,
then she is
a Z. Yes.
Right.
Dr. Gemara Vaitra.
How does the word Dhamma
I don't know. Because before we used Dhamma as an exclusion, and now we're excluding from the exclusion. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. You know. When it comes to drashas, I'll be the first one to admit that I get lost.
How close is the music?
Consecutive.
She just had a break.
Well, but she saw blood. It was without Kushi. Now, you can ask me the following question. A woman who was in labor pain for 3 days and saw Dham, then stopped seeing Dham, and then gave birth. So that's a riot that it wasn't labor pain. So she would be a Zava. A woman that was in labor pain for 3 days and saw Dham each day, and then went 24 hours without Dham. Now, see, the Mishnah's case was without Tsar, but with Dham. We were using the Dham of that day as the third day. I'm saying a case, well, we don't need that day. She's 3 days of labor pain. Then she went 24 hours without pain and Dham. No Dham. What is her status? The 24 hours without pain says she that it wasn't labor pain. What we've been saying...
Yeah.
We're in labor pain. Going 24 hours without pain says that what happened till now was not labor pain. So she is a Zava. That's what 24 hours determines. Oh, I'm sorry, 24 hours or a night and a day. We had two mandiyam. Something in my writer. Sorry, Taz. Sheila Maravina, Avirum de Kavasa de Rav. Shila Baravdina paskins like Rav that goes back to the beginning of the Gemara, where Rav said that any woman that's in labor pain, that day she can't have a relationship with her husband because she might turn into a Zava. We don't know, right? She's seeing it because of labor pain, but maybe tomorrow it'll stop and then she'll be a Shemarit Yai. The beginning of the Gemara. On Daf, Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis, the first line after the beginning of the Gemara. Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak. There were three Mandi Amrim. Bab said she's usher that day. Shmuel said she's usher the next day also. And Rabbi Yitzchak said she's even mutter that day. We had three Mandi Amrim. Sheila Ba'avina did like Rav. She now shouts to Rav when Rav died, was dying. I'm a little Ravasi, so Rav says to Ravasi, Zil Tzane, go, Tzane means hide what I said. Meaning, basically, same idea. Tzane means hide. Basically, Rashi says, hide it, which means suppress it. It's a nice way of saying hide. And basically, I changed my mind. I agreed to Rav Yitzchak. She can even have a relationship that day. So please inform that I changed my mind and tell Sheila Baravina, who does like me, to please stop because I don't paskin that way anymore. Ve'i leitzayas, and if he doesn't want to hear, listen to you, he says, no, he didn't change his mind. Garye, please persuade him. Persuade him. Bring proofs to prove that he should change his mind. He doesn't want to believe I changed my mind. Prove to him that that's not the halacha. Rav. Rav is the one that said it's after that day. He changed his mind. So before his death, he told Ravasi, do me a favor, go tell Sheila that I changed my mind. And if he doesn't accept it from you, prove that the halacha is not like me, I used to say. And make him change his mind. Whether he accepts that I changed my mind, or doesn't accept that I changed my mind, but he better change his mind because he's past getting wrong. So, Garye means... Again. Let's try again. Rav said a halacha.
Right.
Rav Yitzchak argued on him.
Right.
And Rav Yitzchak said she doesn't have to wait that day.
Right.
Rav now changed his mind. Okay. His Talmud was doing like he had said. Sheila was a Talmud of Rav, and he was doing like Rav had said originally. So Rav tells Ravasi, go tell Sheila I changed my mind. And if Sheila doesn't accept it from you, persuade him that the halacha is wrong, what I used to say. So he should change his mind. Whether he, what? The Talmud. So, who saw it? Gadje. He thought that Rav said if he doesn't accept to put him in Chirim. Gadje means cut him down to size. Not Garye, which means persuade, but Gadje, cut him down to size. Gadje, oh my God. He thought Rav told him he better listen to you, and if he doesn't listen to you, put him in Chirim. That's not what Rav said. What Rav said is if he doesn't listen to you, persuade him.
Reish
Nadalit?
Yeah, Reish Nadalit.
He wrote him a letter?
He told Ravasi. He didn't hear the Reish
Nadalit? He misheard the word. Rav said Garye, and he heard Gadje. Who saw my Gadje on my way? That's what the Gemara says. I can't change the Gemara.
Okay. Look at the tongue on
the tower. Buster the Nachnav say to Rav. So Rav died. Amalei Hadabach. He tells Sheila, change your mind to Hadabei Rav. Amalei, so Sheila answered him. It means that the Hadabei Lididi have Amalei. Had he changed his mind, he would have told me himself. I don't believe him. Rav communicated with me. We talked. We had tzaychus. If he changed his mind, he would have let me know. He didn't let me know. So Loi tzaychus. He refused to listen to Ravasi. Gadje. So Ravasi went and put him in chirim. Amalei, so Sheila says to me, you're putting me in chirim? Will I miss the Ramamid like Gosa? Aren't you afraid of the fire that's going to hit you? The einish you're going to get for putting me in chayrim? Aren't you afraid? I'm sorry, maybe it's wrong. Maybe who said to whom? Well, I missed the Maimed Lekasa. So who said that?
Sheila said to
Rav. Aren't you afraid? I'm alive. Ani Isi Ben Yehuda. Ravashi said, I am Isi Ben Yehuda. That's my name. Ravashi had a lot of names. And what they all stand for, you can do your research. Do Isi Ben Guri Aryeh? Do we see Ben Gamliel? Do we see Ben Malalo? Asisa de Nechasha. I am a copper mortar?
Yeah.
Or pestle, what is it? A mortar? I never, I mean, what? Mortar? Do I sell the Bay Rikva that never rots? I'm not worried about your fire. I can withstand it. I'm made out of copper. I don't get affected. Cholos Ravasi. Ravasi got sick. Now I'm going to need help here. I lulu the chamimi.
I'm not Sheila.
What?
Sheila said back to him, I'm not Sheila. I'm not Sheila.
What? I'm sorry, I'm going to ask you. I'm not Sheila Baravina, Buchna de Barzala, a metal pestle, the misbaratis of the Nechasha, that can break the copper mortar. You're not scared? You don't know me. You're playing with fire. Cholos Ravasi, Ravasi got sick. I'm going to need help in the next line. Ailui Bechamimi, how does he translate that?
He
what? He was
seized by fever.
He was seized by fever. Avku Mikriri. So they took him out.
He was relieved of his suffering from chills.
Ailui Mikriri, he got seized by chills. Avku Mikamimi. I'm not 100% sure what happened there. He got fever.
Then chills happened and relieved his fever.
And
with
that chill,
he died. So Sheila says to his wife, do me a favor, prepare my tachrichim, because I'm afraid the Ravashi is going to go tell Rav on me. So I want to get up there and protect myself. I don't want Ravashi to get up there and say that I mistreated him and I sent him away, right, because he put me in chayrim. So I'd like to defend myself. I want to go now meet Rav myself up there so I can be my own defense attorney. Tzvisa Reis Avdasa, so she prepared his tachrichim, nachnav shit to Sheila, and he died. So Ravashi died, Sheila died. Chazu they saw, the parcha asem mahai purya lahai purya. They used to put flowers on the nifter's gurney. Part of it was to make it a pleasant fragrance. And they saw the flower flying from one gurney to the other gurney, from one gurney to the other gurney, back and forth. They were still not buried. That's how I understood it. And Amru, they said, Shmami, no, Amdi Rabban and Paisa. They must have made up. Because if the flower is flying back and forth, it means they're getting along. So whatever happened down here, by the time they get upstairs, they don't have to go to Rav for Din Taira. They made up. That's the story. That's the story. Rashi. Kavasi de Rav, the third line from the bottom. Nidali Aima. He did like Rav, that she's going to eat it for one day. Sunday. Hashtar Isadabra, hide it. Amar Loishi Akzabai, the Torah of the Gabri, please tell him that she's Torah. Gaye Bereish, Kalimit Gror Umasuk Isai, pull him, Medivre Tom, with reasonable things, words, Varias improved, she Akzabai, that he should change his mind. He thought he said, Gadye, Hechrisoi, cut him, Meshamta with Cherim, my Guda Yelon who chopped down the tree. Meaning, chop him down to size. The Didi Avarmali, the Tamid, I know, he would have told me, I'm his Talmud. Gadye Shamta, Midaklossi from the fire, Chematichma Begalossi, you know, you're playing with the Tamakokum, you're playing with me, very dangerous. Asisa, Vishim Deshmei Hachi, since his name was Isi and Ravasi, Darish Lishmei Hachi. So he said, I'm a mortar, right? Because it sounds like mortar. The word is the same word. And he said, well, if you're a mortar, I'm a pestle. Aili b'chamimi chay l'cham. He got grabbed with fever. Kiriri chay l'tzaynan. Got grabbed with chills. Azu shila l'devisu. Tzavis li zavdasa tachricham. Can you prepare me tachricham? Mili, so a yalshin alayb is nei rab. He's going to go tell Rav stories against me. I don't want Rav to hear all these stories about me. Paruch Asa, Regilim Hoyal Aniyah Chodas Alamita, they used to put myrtles on beds, on the gurney. Bahadah Shaleilu Pareya Chodas Alamita Lamita Lamita. Means they're both around, they weren't buried yet. Paisa, Shalom. They made peace with each other. That's the simon. No, Rav Asi and Sheila. So now, let him make a riot here, and if a tzaddik wants to die, he can ask, like, eventually, it's time, please take me. I know. I guess, I don't know if anybody can do it, but Sheila can do it. He said, he wasn't supposed to die yet. He said, can you please do me, I need to go, I have to go defend myself. I guess the transition for him wasn't such a hard transition, you know what I mean? For tzaddik, the Gemara says in Brachas, there are 903 different types of way to die. The easiest one, the Gemara is like pulling hair out of milk. There's no pullback. It's just no resistance. So to Sheila, he was like, you know, take the man. What difference does it make if I'm here or there? No difference. It's like pulling the hair out of milk. So, again, I didn't figure. I was waiting for that question. an Avi Spiro type of question. True. It's a good the question's a good question. I'll tell you a story. I don't mind because I don't want to go much further. When my receiver was Nifter, about 6 months later, there was somebody who had a dream. And in the dream, they came to him. He didn't remember who, what, when. And they said that the receiver needs three people in Gan Eden to help serve him there in Gan Eden. Him, this guy who had the dream, and two friends of his. And in the dream, he said, no, I have a wife and kids. I'm not leaving. And the other two friends said yes. And in the dream, he attended their funerals, and he said at the funeral, he told people they died because they agreed to go serve the receiving Gan Eden. So this guy was all upset. He woke up in the morning, he was like, beyond. So he called Rabbi Weinberg, who was the receiver in Baltimore at that time. These were all Baltimore Tamidim. So Rabbi Weinberg told him that the other two guys have to fast, a Tainus Chalaim. But he doesn't, because he said no. So he said, the guy said to Rabbi Weinberg, but I gave up my chance. I could have gone right to get in. So Rabbi Weinberg told him, you did the right thing. You have a wife and kids. You're a Tainus. You have a wife and kids. You can't leave them. You were right. But they said yes, so they have to fast. So they had to inform the two guys that they had to fast. So Rabbi Weinberg told the guy, you tell him and I'll tell him. So this guy called the guy. It was the middle of the winter. And he said to the guy, you know, I have to tell you. Rabbi Weinberg told me to tell you that you have to fast. So the guy said, thank you for having to fast in the winter, not in the summer. True story. Rabbi Weinberg said, you can't ignore a dream like that. So he said, he made the two guys fast. The guy who said no didn't have to fast. The reason I remember the story is because he said no because of his wife and kids, and Weinberg said he was the right thing to do, even though he felt like he had done the wrong thing. But wife and kids. So anyway, they're all three alive, Baruch Hashem, and they should have all three. All three alive. Should I tell them
why they had
a man? Yeah, he said to tell them as best. Yeah. But Rabbi Weinberg told one of them, and the other guy told the other guy. So, you know. All three are alive, well, doing well. As far as I know, they're all doing well. Now. I mean, this is going back to 1987, so this is like 39 years ago. So, 39 years later, they're all alive and well. So the fast worked. Rabbi Rudeman, he was the one that, he had died in Talmud, and this was the following Tavis. The dream. And the chiddush for me was that Rabbi Weinberg took the dream seriously. I mean, seriously enough that he had two people fast.
Chiddush for me is that you have to fast and somebody else's dream.
Right. Well, that's what we say that. Basically,
I'll call my karim alive. But I never heard of a
time to come on. That's right. That's also chiddush. Right. But that's what he said. That was his shock. Okay. I'm just telling you a story. Take it or leave it. I mean, it's secondhand, obviously, I heard it. Something my right to boy Rava. Kuchi Mao Shatistra Baziva. Okay. What happens if a woman is a sava already? And she's in her shivaniki and while she's pregnant. And now she has labor pains. And she sees them. Does it ruin her shivaniki? She became a nida in pregnancy. She became tar from her nida. She's now in the 11 days, and she became a Zava without labor pain. Poor pregnant lady with Anita, now a Zava. She is in her Shiva Nikiyam, and she gets into labor. And she sees blood. What happens to her Shiva Nikiyam? Does she have to start again or not? Is it Tzitzer?
After she has the baby?
Well, she would have to start after she starts the baby, correct. Now,
why not?
Wait, why not? Because the pain is not. Dr. Gemara. Dabra Matami Saiser. Behind Nami Matami Bimei Nida. I think it's supposed to say Bimei Nida. It says Ki Mei Nida. Does anybody change anything here? I don't have a Ezvahadar. What, Bimei?
Yeah.
It's supposed to say Bimei Nido. This blood is...
Yeah,
again, I don't have it. Yeah, he has it, Ezvahadar Gemara, and you have Art Scroll. So Art Scroll brings down the side, right?
Wow.
It is Saisa Bimei Nido. I don't want to have a Saisa Bimei Nido. This blood would be Matame. Labor blood is Matame Bimei Nido. But it can't cause Zivas. It can only be Nida. Something that can't cause Zivas is its Seitzer. This kind of blood can't make her a Zava. But it can make her a Nida. So does this blood ruin the Shiva Nikiyam? Or we say, since this kind of blood couldn't make her a Zava, it can't ruin a Zivas.
Yeah, make her a Zava, but if she's really a Zava, maybe it doesn't remove
her. That's the Shiloh. Thank you. Exactly the Shiloh of Gemara. Now, Rashi points out that we find that Keri during Zivus is a one-day thing. If a Zav during his Shiva Nikiyam, so it's Keri, it's coming for one day. Doesn't count for one day. So Rashi says this for sure would be a one-day thing. That she couldn't count the day, but the question is that she have to start again from the beginning. That they cancels that one day, that's for sure. Question is, does it undo the one she counted? We'll stop over here. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. And Meretz Hashem will go by tomorrow Monday morning. Chazara on Sunday.